prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. Excuse me. Today is Tuesday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about sugary drinks versus candy. Which is more satiating? You know, sometimes you just want something sweet. Is there a better choice? We'll find out later in the show. Just want to remind everybody, Thrive Advanced is the most amazing protein powder ever created. I say that with all sincerity. Are you tired of feeling gassy, bloated, lead belly from your protein powder? Try Thrive Advanced. With protease enzymes, a probiotic blend, no gums, thickeners, or emulsifiers, no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and whey, micellar, casein, and colostrum from pastured cows inside the USA that's then low-heat pasteurized, you're in for a surprise. It's not you. It's your protein powder. Save 50% off. Go to Thrive Protein, ThriveProtein.com. Use coupon code ArnoldClassic. Don't suffer from protein envy.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ten hut! Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thanks. I wanted to remind people to visit FastMuscleBook.com to get in on the pre-launch of my new book, 15 Ways to Build Drug-Free Muscle. It's really a no-brainer, as it's under a buck while it lasts.
99 cents, could you imagine? Hey, excuse me, can I have a sip of your Starbucks coffee? Yeah, it'll cost you a dollar. Okay, I'll pay a dollar for a sip.
It is a ton of info for 99 cents, absolutely.
Before we get into the questions, I got to ask you, you've tried Thrive, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to go into that detail.
Oh, is that are you going to talk about that today?
Yeah, I got a question from one of the listeners, so, you know, it worked out really well. What I do want to mention is this. Now, I had said before I was doing fantastic. I'm a little surprised, given I've been off HRT for over 2 weeks now. And the reason being, I had some concerns over my hematocrit being
mm-hmm.
high.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is over time, testosterone can thicken the blood. So, among other things, it puts you at risk for stroke. And I've got Maximus to think about. So, I'm coming off with a little tip that you dropped on this show, Arimidex and anti-estrogen, plus DHEA.
Interesting. That'll keep the DHEA from aromatizing. That's very smart.
Right. Molecular nutrition's test factor, and forskolin.
Wow.
Synthogen's obviously a staple, but I do have access to HCG and tamoxifen, but I wanted to try this ever since we had that discussion. You know, and you drop that. It's very, very interesting.
Take an aromatase inhibitor with your DHEA if you're a man. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it turns out muscles can make their own steroids from DHEA, secondary to an exercise stimulus.
Hmm.
That brand new study, you know, what that means is someone may still be able to build substantial muscle due to the muscle's ability to utilize that circulating DHEA pool. So that may very well be, while I was still making gains in the gym, and my total test was 158 prior to testosterone.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to find out together, so stay tuned for more of that interesting experiment.
The first question comes from Michael Thompson. He says, "Hey Rob, my name is Mike Thompson. I've been working on a sled push, on sled pushes for a while now, and I've worked on pushing really heavy sleds recently, usually about 225 to 300 pounds on a standard sled. But every time I do this workout, After about 3 to 4 sets, I'm ready to vomit. And almost every time I actually do vomit. I'm 5'6" and 180 pounds, mostly muscle. I train fasted. The only supplement I take beforehand is pre-JYM, pre-gym.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. My question is, why would this happen so consistently, and what could I do to prevent it and even push past it? Thank you.
Right off the bat, Mike, I'd point to the 300 milligrams of caffeine you're getting in that pre-gym product. It was a new one on me, too. I had to look it up. But, you know, 300 milligrams for most people, that's a pretty strong dose, along with the grams and grams of the other pre-workout stuff you're ingesting in that formula. It's just a lot for the stomach to deal with. And a good reason why a lot of these all-in-ones, in my opinion, aren't such a hot idea. But beyond that, sled pushing, or even more than pulling, is known to cause regurgitation if you overdo it. So it pays to revisit why pushing and pulling a sled is helpful in the first place. You know, first and foremost, you know, what it's not. It's not a way to beat yourself into the ground, right? Or throw up. It is a way to, you know, bring fresh new blood and nutrients to the muscle and waste products away. How many nutrients do you think are being brought to the muscle when you're throwing most of them up afterwards? The answer there should be obvious. The ideal should be to push and pull the sled on alternating days such that you can focus on one versus the other. Both training methods build tremendous wind, far more so than traditional cardio. And they give you the options of selectively tailoring your sled work to weight training. And by that, I'll just give a very simple example. If your sets generally last around 20 seconds, push or pull the sled for 20 seconds. If you then rest 3 minutes between sets, rest 3 minutes between your pushes and pulls before repeating that cycle. Now, you may counter that resting heart rate is going to come down, and you're probably right. Depends how much weight you got on there. But for boosting the effects of your weight training, there's no finer method out there. I would love to hear from guys that take me up on this, because almost nobody I know is doing it. If you do want to elevate your heart rate, simply load the sled with 50 to 100% of your body weight and drag it 120 to 150 feet forwards and back. No rest on turnarounds. At first, you'll be able to use maybe 50% of your body weight for 15 minutes, but building up to pulling 100% of your body weight for 30 minutes should be your goal. It's a hell of a workout. Lighter drags can be used for the upper body, particularly if you have an injury. Cases of tendonitis and bursitis and other soft tissue stuff respond much better to that type of loading, especially shoulders. And this is a big one. The front raise done by holding the straps with, you know, a palms down grip is a favorite of mine. And on the return trip, you just perform a rear delt row or fly motion. If the problem is in the elbows, motions that mimic a curl and tricep extension are preferred. Knees and hamstrings, of course, that necessitates much lighter loading. You put the straps around your ankles there. It's fantastic for knee injuries, by the way, second only to one-legged box squats off a parallel box. So give those a shot, Mike, and remember this maxim. Work the sled. Don't let the sled work you into the ground. That's not its purpose.
Great point. Jim Longy says, I'm confused about arachidonic acid. So am I, actually. It's an omega-6 and thus inflammatory. Or is it? I keep reading about greater delayed onset muscle soreness from guys using it, some of them putting on 7 pounds in 50 days, 5-0. Is it inflammation, water weight, or something else? What's the useful dose? And what's the real 411 on arachidonic acid?
Well, arachidonic acid, that was introduced by Bill Llewellyn. He's a popular author, all right, of books and OTC supplements. I do consult a lot of his works when I'm researching stuff. I found he just does a nice job listing the pros and cons. Now, with respect to arachidonic acid, it debuted as X-Factor, which was straight arachidonic acid. An effective dose is right around a gram a day. So red meat contains the highest amount, and it's thought that red meat's power as a muscle food is related to the content of this stuff. The working theory is that arachidonic acid is incorporated into muscle tissue, and once there, it leads to a greater release of growth factors when placed under load. And I do find it to be a plausible theory. Now, early X-Factor marketing spoke to a much greater inflammatory response, and it's clear that was put into the minds of users. So what you saw was a high percentage reported such an effect, and it can't be dismissed. Now, you might be surprised then that multiple university studies, the big one being done at Baylor, showed decreased markers of inflammation, primarily IL-6 or interleukin-6. So the question is, what's going on here? The best I can tell, there's a dual localized and systemic inflammatory / anti-inflammatory response. Localized inflammation in some tissues and an anti-inflammatory effect systemically. So of interest, the study at Baylor ruled out any negative side effects to liver, kidneys, triglycerides, right? Which, let's face it, being an omega-6, most people would have concerns. Arachidonic acid supplementation would be contraindicated, though, in the case of folks that have pre-existing inflammatory conditions, like, let's say, bursitis. But here's the bottom line. X-Factor and the follow-on, XFA, is highly recommended as a non-hormonal anabolic agent. It was, for my money, as I thought about it, the last innovative product brought to market. You know, certainly it was the first since creatine. And I think Bill Llewellyn deserves a hell of a lot of credit for it. I did not see arachidonic acid mentioned in any prior theory or publication that I can locate. So this is something that I can get behind and recommend it, if nothing else, to see if you're a responder. And if you're going to do that, I would look for Molecular Nutrition's original X Factor. There's still some out there. As it, number one, it rewards innovation, and it provides 250 milligrams of arachidonic acid and only arachidonic acid per cap, 100 caps to a bottle. The follow-on was XFA, X-Factor Advanced, and if memory serves, he added some omega-3 and other anti-inflammatory compounds. So I think he's got a good product there. It's certainly a good theory. I have not used it in years and years and years. I tried it when it first came out, but didn't experience great effects. And in retrospect, it might have been because I was liberally dosing olive oil at the same time, which was dumb. So I'm curious, have you ever used it?
Me, no. I don't like anything that's pro-inflammatory. I get enough inflammation from my workout.
Yeah.
Because inflammation occurs after a strenuous training session.
Right.
But you want the inflammation to resolve so that the healing process takes place, and then you can come and build on that. And I've never tried arachidonic acid. I've heard good things about it. I've heard people say that it really does increase muscle mass. But
right.
As the question, you know, and as you addressed, it's, you know, sometimes I wonder, well, is it muscle mass or is it inflammation? Because I know after a hard training session, my muscles will stay big and plump for a couple of days. To me, that's inflammation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree. I might give it another run, but for right now, I'm sticking with their test factor. And I'll be able to report on that particular test booster, right? And it's going to be a tall challenge because coming off HRT, it ain't easy.
Well, actually, the next question when we come back from the break is actually about that. It's about coming off test replacement HRT from Alan Boucher. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So Alan Boucher says, coming off test replacement HRT and looking for options, you seem to be the go-to guy for what works and what doesn't, at least for non-steroidal stuff. So what works?
Well, you know, this is a real interesting question because, in my opinion, it represents the future of sports supplementation. And part of that, a big part of it, is due to DASCA, or the Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act that was passed in late 2014. What that act does is it essentially shuts down all pro-hormones, pro-hormone-like and related substances, giving the government some pretty broad leeway to unilaterally remove any product that claims to boost, act like, or mimic testosterone. So you can bet anything close is getting pulled. I don't like this any more than you do, but it is reality, and we need to deal with it. So in hindsight, I honestly believe this is going to be a good thing, as it more or less forces companies and consumers to look into growing muscle via other means. Now, a happy coincidence in most cases is, you know, no natural shutdown of your your testosterone production. You know, this does away with the need for post-psychotherapy drugs, the yo-yo effect, and another layer of financial outlay. On the surface, SARMs are excellent drugs. They're legal for now and claim to have all of the benefits of test with none of the side effects. If only that was true. The few promising SARMs that have been found to actually quote-unquote work end up suppressing your natural test. So, you know, we're back to square one as far as I'm concerned. The only question left is this. What works, and to what extent does it work? Here's my list. Number one, by a country mile, are the essential amino acids. So before anybody scoffs at that, I challenge you to train with and without them. Take 6 grams pre-workout, 6 grams post. Then come talk to me about how they don't work. Because what you're going to find is they greatly accelerate your recovery from high-intensity exercise. Also, make sure your EAA supplement contains tryptophan, because you would be shocked at how many EAA formulas don't have one of the essential amino acids. Number two is creatine, for obvious reasons. Number three is phosphatidylcholine, which is found naturally occurring in lecithin granules. Like the rest of the ingredients on this list, I struggle to understand why this stuff isn't in the drinking water. It's been shown to reliably double the amount of muscle gained, and you get fat loss too with it. Number four is forskolin. It's been shown in multiple studies now to add pounds of muscle while concurrently whittling away pounds of fat. You know, if you're not using this stuff on a cut or a recomp, you're really cheating yourself. Number five is trimethylglycine, or betaine. Like forskolin, it's been found to favorably alter body composition. It's primarily a passive anti-catabolic agent, but it exerts most of its effects via cutting cortisol. So I just saw another study today backing it up. Trimethylglycine, good stuff. Number six is ecdysterone. Now, I'm going to get panned for this, although I challenge you to use a quality extract from Rhopanticum carthamoides. Here again, the compound greatly improves recovery, but with an added twist. It causes increased activity in the ribosome, which is the factory of the muscle cell, and it builds new muscle from, drum roll please, the essential amino acids. There isn't a single product discussed here that does that. And here's what's new in 2016. I am convinced ECDI works almost exclusively in the presence of essential aminos, and the two need to be in circulation at the same time. And that time is during the workout, so consuming both before or during is mandatory. Last but not least, anacyclist perithrum. It jacks up your appetite, improves glucose disposal, etc. Although the science is still emerging, it keeps climbing on my list of must-haves. Honorable mention here goes to X-Factor, beta-alanine, orotic acid, tribulus elatus, and mucuna purines. If you're interested in a two-step solution, MassPro Synthogen and 2 tablespoons of lecithin granules gets you to the grocery store. That's, you know, that's what I use day in and day out, and my progress has been phenomenal, especially for 46 years old.
Let's go ahead right on to the next question. Frank Macchio says, I notice you're pretty high on Thrive before even using it. Normally, I really value your opinion because you've been spot on all your recommendations, but this one has me scratching my head. How can you recommend something before you even use it?
Well, you know, he brings up a fair point, one I usually pride myself on. I use virtually every product I recommend, usually for quite a while, to rule out the placebo effect. Thrive was the exception, so it pays to understand why, how I could come out so strongly in favor of it before using it. Now, I have used it twice now, so more on that in a bit. First and foremost, I have used virtually every ingredient in Thrive, and I believe in it. Now, you'll note in the prior questions, EAAs, essential aminos, were at the top of my list, and Thrive has them. I can think of no other protein that adds, you know, essential aminos. It's, you got an exclusive there, man. You were smart. It also has the other milk protein, casein. And unbeknown to most, casein is more anabolic in the sense it slows protein breakdown considerably. So a blend is not only preferred, it's research-backed, a blend of whey and casein, to increase nitrogen retention to a much greater degree than whey alone. Now, with respect to using it, I've done so twice now. Once pre-workout, maybe a little bit intra-workout, and once post-workout. Of the two, I find the pre- and intra-workout dosing more effective. And that's likely due to the fact that essential aminos get into circulation almost immediately, and they are research-proven to boost protein synthesis 600% when taken pre-workout. That's versus 400% post. The taste is amazing. I think you're selling yourself short on the taste. It's creamy, which reminded me very much of raw, unpasteurized milk I used to buy at farms. So you should also know this, and this blew my mind. I am severely allergic to whey, yet I got no such allergic reaction from Thrive. And specifically, here's how I know. I get really stuffed up after eating things like cottage cheese, which is whey and casein. No such issues with Thrive. Zero, zip, nada. Now, there's one other facet that gets overlooked. Thrive has digestive enzymes. Including them results in 20% more aminos in your bloodstream. That is a huge advantage. And if you're paying, you know, in my mind, if you're going to fork over the bucks for quality protein, I'd want this included. Which brings us to price. And I know that might cause some people to balk, but that's a big mistake. Here's why. If you price out essential aminos, low-temperature processed whey and casein blend, inclusive of all the growth factors,
and
aminoglobulins, right, colostrum, digestive enzymes, vitamin D, and EFAs, essential fatty acids, you do that separately, they're more expensive. So it comes down to strategic use or where to use it. And that time is pre and intra-workout, in my opinion. There's simply no other time where you can reap the benefits of all its actives. For what it's worth, Thrive in coconut milk is insanely good. And it's ideal for fat burning. Whereas Thrive coconut milk and pineapple juice, I'd say would be more appropriate.
Wait. Thrive coconut oil and pineapple juice and a shot of rum.
And a shot of rum.
That's called a Thriverita. a pina Thrivita. There you go. A pina colada. But really, it's if anybody shops around, okay, let's look at a commodity whey protein product that's actually a blend of casein and whey and is a high quality protein. It's made by Quest Nutrition. A 2 pound jug costs $40. That's $20 a pound.
Right.
And people will go, oh, my God, you know, I'm paying so much more for this. This is, you know, even with the sale, it's $9 a pound more. Yes, you're right. But it's so much more than just $9 a pound more for protein powder. One of the things that everybody forgets about is the value of retinol or retinoic acid in the presence of an anabolic environment. Real vitamin A is responsible for stem cell differentiation. Guess what? You're going to end up with more muscle using Thrive pre. I use it pre and post. I bookend it. But if you have a long workout, pre, intra, and post.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that really struck me when I opened the container was its appearance. And it's unlike every other powder, protein powder I've ever used. It's almost like moist or fluffy.
It is moist. You know why, right? It's got real fatty acids in it. It doesn't we didn't use powdered fish oil. We could have bought powdered fish oil by the ton.
Yeah.
It stinks. It's highly oxidized in the process to turn it into a powder. It's horrible. It's like rancid oil. We used actual, real, high quality, sourced from inside the United States, fish oil from Alaska. That's what's in the blend. It's actually fish oil. The AAP found a way to infuse it into the blend, and that's why it's fluffy and moist.
It's awesome. I mean, there's no other way to put it. This might piss off a few people. I don't know, but I like it better than Mass Pro Whey and Ultra Peptide 2.0.
Those are all great protein powders. This is in a league of its own. You know, I said this in a article that I wrote the other day for another website. 4.6 million years of evolution perfected the only thing in nature used as food for humans. My question isn't why Thrive is so good. My question is, why has every other protein powder supplement manufacturer ignored the blueprint that nature gave us for the optimal form of protein? Why has everybody ignored it? Why did everybody go, no, we just want whey. We want whey isolate. We want hydrosylate. No. What we want is what works the best for humans. What works the best for humans is what has been perfected over 4.6 million years of evolution. It's mother's milk. It's breast milk. Let's look at the proteins in there. Let's look at the cast of characters that support the protein, that make it more digestible. Do you know how many people, every day someone emails me and goes, I was lactose intolerant, but I love Thrive. I was allergic to casein, but I love Thrive. I was allergic to whey, but I love Thrive. You know why? It's not just the high-quality protein. It's the incorporation of protease enzymes and a specific probiotic blend found in mother's milk, plus none of the gums, emulsifiers, or thickeners, which are not found in mother's milk. You know what? This is why it works. It's not a mystery to me.
And when you say works, I mean, it really does. It is biologically active. And I use that term because in the days after the workout, I was not nearly as sore as, you know, had I been training without it. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Mass Pro Whey, I've been on here for years championing its benefits. Ultra Peptide 2.0. And make no mistake, those are great products. But for what it is, I got to go with Thrive.
This is going to change the way we look at protein powders forever. All those other protein powders that are just this or just this and that, we're going to look at those like you walk into a restaurant, you order a meal, and all they bring you is the vegetable. And boy, I bet the rest of the food would taste good if they brought it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with a question from Bill Groom. This is the Blueprint Power Hour.
Take her human.
curcumin you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Is there a difference when you drink a sugary drink versus eat a sugary solid food in its effect on satiety? We're going to get to the bottom of that during the second hour of today's show. Right now, we've got the Blueprint Power Hour in full effect. We have a question from Bill Groom. He said, you're fond of saying overloads required for growth. I feel that like I regularly overload because my workouts are super intense, so much so I take a long time between workouts to recover, but I haven't grown in almost a year. What gives? My guess is you're not eating enough. That's it. Yeah. I'm gonna flip it to you, but every time somebody tells me I train so hard and I can't put on any muscle, and I talk to them about what they're eating, and then I find out that they're not eating anything. They're not eating hardly anything at all.
That's certainly one of the culprits. But, well, here's what came to mind for my answer. My boss kept an old saying up in his office, and it went like this: question assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the best pieces of advice I'd ever come across. What I'm getting at is questioning your assumption you're achieving overload. First red flag, you use the word feel. Feelings are best left to the view. What you want is an objective measure of overload. So let's look at a couple of examples. First being total tonnage per unit of time. You know, it's multiplying the weights you use times the number of sets times the number of reps, divided by the time to complete start to finish. And that's usually the most reliable indicator. You get enough mechanical overload required for growth with that method, bottom line. Next up would be your one rep max. That's another way to measure, and it's a lot easier, right? It hits you right in the face. You either lifted more this time than you did last, or you didn't. There's no pesky math that's required, no multiple variables. Set a new PR, and you achieved overload. It suffers, though, from one fatal flaw: lack of sufficient volume. That stresses the central nervous system, not necessarily the muscles. Doesn't give you the mechanical overload. The fact of the matter is that to create overload that stimulates growth, depleting the muscle cell of chemical energy is required. You get that with volume training. You don't usually with boosting your one rep max. Now, as an aside, in the blueprint, we use loading patterns that give you both, so you get the best of both worlds. But let's assume, though, that the total tonnage calculation is too difficult to use, even though a math dummy like me can do it. The people that I encourage to use it are usually confounded by the particulars. You know, do this on just one exercise, the whole workout? How many sets and reps? You know, how much weight do I use? I get exhausted just showing them the particulars. So we're going to try to use a much simpler method here, one that gives you the best of both worlds, too. Doesn't require much math, either. It's called the five-minute method. And that stipulates that you perform as many reps as possible in a big compound exercise in 5 minutes. You know, push-ups and chin-ups come to mind. If the trainee is advanced enough, I have him do one-arm variations, right? The key with this training is to never perform a set to failure, or even near failure, but repeat it as frequently as possible in those 5 minutes. Here's how I structure it. I first do two or three uneven chins for each side, right, with my free hand grabbing my wrist. Then I cut the set there to conserve energy. I then rest precisely 30 seconds, and then again I shoot for more reps. This goes on for the entire 5 minutes, which, as you can imagine, gets more challenging the longer you go. At the end of those 5 minutes, it is pie easy to calculate. You know, let's say I got 22 chins in 5 minutes. Next workout, my sole goal is to get more than 22 reps. And that can be accomplished by doing more reps on the early sets, which is my preferred method, spread evenly over the 10 or so sets during that time period. Or some guys do one burnout set towards the end. I do the same thing on my push-ups, my one-legged squats, until such time as 6 workouts pass. And then I switch to one all-out set, or to a rep or two shy of failure. The two methods back-to-back really potentiate each other. Why the switch? In advanced athletes, the body adapts to reps the fastest. It takes around 6 workouts for it to occur. More than that, the body thrives on volume training coming off high intensity. one set to failure training. Now, I don't train to absolute muscular failure because I don't think it's necessary to stimulate growth. Leave a rep or two in the tank. So give that a shot, Bill. If nothing else, you won't feel you stimulated muscle growth through these workouts. You will know with certainty that you did.
You know what I find interesting, and then we have to take a break, and we have to come right back and do the blueprint tip of the day.
Sure.
Mike O'Hearn and I have been communicating quite a bit since he's done my show, and he does exactly what you say. He opens up for legs, let's say, and he does gets his heavy squats out of the way, heavy box squats with 600 pounds, boom. But then when he moves on to his accessory work, which also could be squatting movements. Yeah. He does everything in a 30 rep range.
Wow.
30 rep. So, he's getting the best of strength adaptation,
right.
But he's also getting the best of the volume training that builds bigger muscle. We seem to forget that volume training is critical. If you're just lifting heavy all day long, all the time, you may not see the muscle gains you're looking for.
Yep.
So, let's take a break. We'll come right back with the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. And now for the blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
What separates you from quote-unquote most people? I think you need to answer that question because it's important. So in this piece, I'm going to put a finer point on why you don't want to be like most people. Most people go to the gym 3 days a week. That's if they go to the gym at all. Most people work bench and curls on Mondays, God knows what on Wednesdays, and bench and curl again on Friday. If they're really serious, they throw in squats on Wednesday, but it's a rare sight. Most people eat like crap too, or at least a lot of processed food. Fewer still rotate their macros, their carbs, proteins, and fats. Most people take a lot of supplements though. In fact, a dozen or more. At least those that are self-described as quote-unquote serious about the gym. Most people also fail. It's a sad fact. Despite going to the gym for years, in some cases, most people don't achieve anywhere near the results they set out to achieve. There are a myriad of reasons, so it pays to study what they are. Because if you're going to avoid like being one of these folks, you need to avoid what they practice and instead take a different road. And to be clear, it is the road less traveled. These folks don't train legs and they overtrain. And I'm going to assume that they do train legs. So if you're not, though, you need to start. The single biggest mistake people make in the gym is overtraining. They train too frequently, right? You need to get off of a fixed schedule and instead start taking that extra rest day when your strength increases, start to slow down. The second biggest mistake is not setting muscle growth in motion in the first place. Getting as many reps in 5 minutes like I talked about is a great way to rectify that situation. So now you're stimulating muscle growth and you're resting adequately to get stronger and hopefully finally grow. The next logical question is what to eat and when? And the answer for those that kind of get out of the starting blocks is what I call zone shopping. For most, do your grocery shopping on the outside perimeter or zone of the supermarket. That'll be a huge step in the right direction for a lot of folks because that's where you'll find your meats, dairy, fruits, and vegetables. If you do venture into the inner aisles, it's only to pick up things like canned beans, right? Canned fruit and vegetables. Watch the syrup that they put them in. Maybe some lemon water. But everything else is laced with processed foods. And the crap they put in that stuff is building a crap you. So just remember that when you're shopping there. Most shortchange themselves on sleep, too, which is a big mistake. In order to be exceptional, you need to prioritize your sleep. And that means lights out every night at the same time. No exceptions. It also means removing all these electronic gizmos from your bedroom. One thing that drives me crazy is these people that go to bed with their cell phones so they don't miss a text. God forbid you miss one or don't respond immediately, right, to one of your friends. It'd be even better to declare one day a week, just one, as cell phone free, device free. You know, just like the 80s, I think you'll find it's a whole hell of a lot less stressful. The last element I want to address is supplements. Most people are so awe-consumed by their supplements that they allow it to marginalize any thought given to training, diet, and sleep. Literally, hundreds of dollars every month are devoted to subs at the expense of all these other fundamentals. Now, when was the last time you spent $50 on a training book or some personal coaching? I'm betting most people haven't in recent memory. So here's the bottom line. If you've been committing one or, God forbid, all of these sins with any regularity, I've got great news for you. Correcting just one will make a big difference. And that's because it'll redirect your time, energy, and finances to one of the fundamentals, training, diet, or sleep. Now, that might not sound sexy, but you know deep down that it's the truth. And I'm wondering now, how many are going to take me up on it? So here's what I would ask. For those of you that do, please email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com and let me know, you know, how you made just one change, however minor. I'll have the results here next week. I'll let you know. Either way, this is going to be insightful.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So I'm getting my Thrive ready for after I drag my sled.
So so are you training? Have you trained already? Or are you training now? Later, I mean.
No, I'm going to train later. Yeah.
And so you'll take it pre and post, or pre and intra?
Pre and intra. You know, I've taken it post. Well, I'm in the kind of dual position of I use Synthogen too.
Right.
So I'm afforded the luxury of using Synthogen during the workout. I maximize, you know, the fat burn that way. And then I keep the fat burn going, but load in coconut milk and Thrive. Now, if I'm not using Synthogen, which is very rare, I'll use Thrive pre and intra, which I did once or twice without Synthogen, just to gauge its effects. It really is amazing stuff. You should be very proud of that product.
Absolutely. Thank you. I got to tell you, I was taking it post-workout until you told me that I should consider using it pre-workout because of the three phases, the amino acids, and then the fast and slow proteins.
Yeah.
And last night, I didn't sleep good last night. I got a lot going on, and I woke up to go to the bathroom, and I laid down, and I started thinking about the things that I had to do today, and I didn't fall asleep for an hour. I was up from 2:15 to 3:15 this morning. And when I woke up finally and did my fasted cardio, I decided, oh, I'm going to go to the gym today. And I had my scoop of Thrive. And on the way to the gym, I felt like I started waking up. It was the weirdest thing. And
yeah.
I trained as hard as I always train. And I did not think I'd be able to, given the fact that, you know, I had interrupted sleep last night. Usually when I have interrupted sleep, I just don't train as hard.
The nice thing, and this is... this is a godsend for me. The nice thing about Thrive is it has you covered from start to finish. And what I mean by that is after I finish training, I have to train at least one, sometimes two other people. Then I have to drive another half hour home. If you're just running essential aminos during the workout, you know, you're going to miss an opportunity to trickle feed more aminos in from other protein sources. Thrive gives you the essential aminos that do the work during the workout, the whey for 60 to 90 minutes after the workout, and then the casein, which, if I'm not mistaken, there's some micellar casein
in
there.
It is, it's micellar casein because it's from milk protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not sodium caseinate, which is just creamer. That's just the stuff they use for powdered creamer. That's crap.
What I'm trying to say is it's a nice peace of mind knowing that you're covered for hours and hours and hours afterward, even in the event you can't have your post-workout sit-down meal.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a fantastic, and the taste is addicting. I'm telling you.
I know. I like it too. I know what I like about it. I not only like the taste, I like the idea that it doesn't get thick in the shaker bottle. It's like drinking milk. It's really like the consistency of milk.
What do you mix it in?
I just mix it with water. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
But I love it just with water. It really tastes good. It's very refreshing. Anyway, we got to pull the plug. I'll be at the Arnold Classic later in the week.
Cool.
So I'll definitely hit you up from there and tell you what's going on. Great having you on the air today. We'll see you next week. Okay, Rob?
Thank you, Carl.
All right, thank you. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We're going to get to the bottom of whether or not a sugary drink versus sugary candy or foods have different effects on satiety. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple-patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm so delicious. So delicious.
Welcome back. We know that sugar has an effect on satiety, but is it different for sugary drinks versus sugary foods or candy? We're going to get to the bottom of that discussion right now with Dr. Peter Rogers. How are you doing, Dr. Rogers?
I'm fine, thank you.
And thank you for being here today. So,
pleasure.
What questions were you trying to answer with this research? What research had been done up to this point that begged this study to be done?
Well, we've known for a very long time, actually, since the 1990s, that consuming sugar in a drink actually does cause some satiety. And there's many studies shown that. But it's odd that in the scientific literature and more generally, people have often said and felt that sugar in a drink causes actually very little satiety, or even gone as far as saying liquid calories don't affect appetite at all.
Right, and in fact, some people say that drinking a sugary drink will actually make you crave more food, more sugar, and trigger a greater sense of hunger. Right?
Yes, indeed, and that's another idea. That's another certainly closely related idea about perhaps how sweetness might give you a sweet tooth and make you want even more sweetness and encourage you to eat more sweet foods and therefore for more sugar and more calories. There's an opposite possibility is that if I've taken a sweet drink, actually that may to some extent satisfy my desire for sweetness and actually reduce the amount of sweet food I eat. That's a matter of doing a study, doing the empirical investigation to see actually what the outcome of that is, rather than just speculate on it. I think both ideas are plausible, but we need to do some experiments to find out which is true.
Right. So talk about this research. So how was the study designed?
Well, what we set out to do here was, and I think it's a reasonable idea. Perhaps sugar in foods does cause more satiety than the same amount of sugar in a drink. I think that's a reasonable hypothesis.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, although, as I say, we felt already, and we had other evidence that sugar in a drink does cause at least some satiety. So what we set out to do was try and make things both as realistic but as controlled as we possibly could. So we started actually with a sweet blackcurrant drink, which are actually quite popular in the UK at least. The nice thing about that drink is that it either comes as a drink sweetened with sugar or with no added sugar, in fact, very little sugar, and sweetened with a low-calorie sweetener called sucralose, in fact, which is actually a good-tasting sweetener. So the two types of drinks, the sugar drink and the sucralose drink, the low-calorie sweetener drink, taste very similar and look very similar and so on. And what we did was we gave those drinks to our participants in the study. We also gave the equivalent amount of sugar in a blackcurrant jelly and also in a blackcurrant candy, a sort of soft candy, what in the UK we call wine gums, sort of gummy bears, I think, perhaps an American US equivalent.
Yeah, like a jelly, a hard jelly candy made from most usually corn syrup, right?
Yes. In this case, though, the sweetener was sugar or again sucralose, and basically how we created those drinks, those foods, the jelly and the candy, was to put less water with the concentrated blackcurrant juice drink, and also add some thickener called carrageenan, a very small amount of thickener that just gives thickening to the juice and what water's there. And
right.
We use more thickener and less water in the candy version. So we have, I think, what a realistic drink and foods. And the foods, I should say, so was in a smaller volume. Obviously, the drink was, a fairly big glassful, 300 milliliters,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the foods were in a smaller volume, as they would be in real life. And basically, the method we use is to ask people to eat a fixed amount or drink a fixed amount of the drink, eat a fixed amount of the foods, the same number of calories, then wait around 20 minutes, and then ask them, invite them to eat their lunch from a plate of sandwiches and a dessert that we offered them. And we offer them much more food than they could possibly eat or would normally eat, and we just ask them to eat until they feel satisfied. And what we're interested in is really how much they eat in that meal, how many calories they eat in that meal, and whether how much they eat in that meal is affected by the sugar content of the drink or the food that we've fed before them. I hope that seems
yeah.
reasonable. So the idea is if sugar in the drink or the jelly or the candy is decreasing appetite, then we would expect people to eat less calories in the free lunch that they get.
Right.
And indeed, that's what they do. And actually, we know from many studies on drinks, at least these sorts of drinks, that's been done many times, been done much less with foods, oddly enough, but with sugar in a drink, it's been done many times. And we know about half the calories. So if say the drink contains 200 calories, then on average people eat about 100 calories less from their lunchtime meal. So mm-hmm. the sugar in the drink has caused some reduction in appetite.
Hmm.
It's caused some satiety, but that satiety isn't enough to compensate fully for the calories they ate consumed in the drink. In fact, it's about half the calories, in fact, is compensated for. And in fact, what we found in our study is we pretty much replicated that effect. If anything, the compensation was slightly greater than 50%. But what surprised us, actually, the compensation was less for the two food versions, where sugar was in the jelly and the candy. It was, if anything, a bit less. And not a bit more, as we'd
so it was exactly the opposite of what you expected. You expected there to be a greater sense of satiety from a more solid food that carries the sugar versus a drink, and it was the opposite.
Indeed, if anything, it was the opposite. Yes,
that's
yes.
Interesting.
So we're pretty sure, therefore, that
I wonder how much of that has to do with gastric emptying and or how rapidly the sugar hits the bloodstream and the body's follow-up reaction to that sugar hitting the bloodstream. If the sugar is trickling in slower, then maybe the body thinks it's still looking for more food, versus when the sugar hits the bloodstream quickly, the body feels almost satisfied with what it's received.
Yes, that's a very good point. In fact, some people would argue that's why sugar in a food might cause more satiety, because there's a longer period of time when the bloodstream sees the sugar. In fact, what we did in this study is we did a follow-up study, because we were interested in that possibility. And what we found is that the peak in blood glucose level after the drink and the jelly was more or less exactly the same. It happened around 20 minutes after consumption of the drink and the jelly, which is about the time that we've people started eating their lunch. Mm-hmm. So we're fairly sure that there's not really a big difference there. For the candy, it was delayed a bit. But in terms of satiety, the biggest difference, if anything, was between the drink and the jelly. In fact, there was really very little compensation for the sugar in the jelly. I'm not sure why that is. I think that's potentially just partly a statistical quirk. I think I'm most confident in saying, really, that there's really no, that the evidence is pretty strong that there's no difference in the effect of sugar in a drink
okay.
and a food. I wouldn't want to say it's the opposite to what we expected. I'm sort of being cautious there, but
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about satiety, the mechanisms of satiety, and how sugar
okay.
plays a role in that. So let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rogers. We're talking about the different ways that sugar or sugary foods and drinks affect satiety and hunger. So, Dr. Rogers, we know about hormones produced in the gut like cholecystokinin and GLP-1 and others, and then that seem to signal satiety. We also know about hormones produced like ghrelin and the GHRP family of peptides that stimulate hunger. So does sugar play a definitive role, like people think it does, that it's going to make you more hungry? And if it does, how does it interplay with those hormones produced in the stomach?
Okay, those are big questions. In many ways, the evidence suggests that sugar is not unlike other carbohydrates and not unlike fat in terms of its effects on appetite. The hormones and the physiological regulation that you've described, the way I think about that is that those hormones are there. They're a part of how the gut and our metabolic system talks to the brain, and how the brain in turn helps control our appetite in relation to the effects that the food we ingest has on our gut. So often people think of that regulation. They call it regulation. They think of it in terms of balancing our energy intake against our energy needs. And actually, if the evidence, if anything, is not that that's going on. What's going on is what we need to do physiologically is to avoid overloading our gut and metabolic system with food, and leaving ourselves able to perform other tasks. So we know that actually if we eat a very, very large meal, actually that feels unpleasant, and we're tired and sleepy, and we don't feel like being physically active or mentally active. And what's happening meal to meal is that we're balancing the effects of the food we're eating, making us sleepy and slowing us down against the other activities we've got to do. And that's what that hormone signaling system is doing. It's talking to our brains, and our brains are using that system to talk to find out what's going on in our guts, how much food that's in our stomach and our gut has got to handle, because that process of food ingestion and processing the food that we've ingested is causing us to slow down other activities. And in a way, sugar, for example, is a nutrient that has is a concentrated form of energy with rather sort of small effects on in terms of slowing us down compared with eating, for example, a much less refined food, a food with lots of fiber, indigestible material, for example, will make us fuller.
So sugar actually will slow us down more, you're saying?
Well, not per calorie.
Okay.
Not per calorie. So energy dilute foods, so complex carbohydrates which come up with a lot of fiber and a lot of bulk will slow us down more per calorie.
Ah, okay.
So refined foods, okay. Yes.
You're talking about the actual gastric emptying process and the process of digesting it. The more complex foods take longer to digest.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay. So do you believe, you know, sugar has really been bastardized in the past many years, and mainly not because of sugar itself, but because of the sheer amount of sugar that finds its way into the average diet today. So there's a distinguishable difference between sugar, the macronutrient, and the amount of sugar that people have in their diet. Do you feel that sugar is this terrible, harmful macronutrient that should be avoided at all costs? Because some people make it tantamount to poison.
Well, I certainly don't think it's necessary to avoid sugar at all costs. And actually, the evidence is that it's not much different from, for example, the fat in our diet. Actually, what counts is calories. And, of course, adding sugar into our diet can increase the calories we consume, but so does adding fat into our diet, or indeed other carbohydrates, non-sweet carbohydrates into our diet. For example, if we added a slice of bread into our daily diet, it would pretty much have the same effect as adding some sugar into our diet, and we know that from a variety of studies. There's a great study actually done in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, in Europe, where researchers either gave young children at school a sugar-containing drink in their lunchbox, or the equivalent drink sweetened with a low-calorie sweetener. And over time, they found that the children who consumed the sugar-containing drink in their lunchbox did gain more weight than those consuming the low-calorie drink. And that was a very clear result. It was a great study. 600 people, really, really big study.
But you're saying that that's just sheerly because of the reduction in caloric intake, not because of the sugar.
Exactly that. So in fact, the weight gain, if look at the weight gain, it suggests that the children were actually partly compensating for the sugar by eating the sugar-containing drink by eating less of other foods. And I think if the researchers had done a similar study, for example, in the children having normal level of fat in their cheese sandwich versus low-fat cheese, then we would have got a similar result over time. So it doesn't matter where the additional calories are coming from or taken out. One gets the same result. So I think it's right to think about sugar and attempt to reduce sugar consumption, but see that as part of an overall reduction in calories.
I want to challenge that when we come back from the break.
Yes.
I want to ask you about some research out there that clearly, in my mind, seems to contradict this notion. But let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about sugar. We're talking about calories. We're talking about the effects on the body composition of individuals. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rogers right now, all the way from the UK. So there are many good studies that have come forth where they've looked at isocaloric diets predominated by one macronutrient or the other. The earliest ones, I believe, came from the UK. Keckwick and Pawan, I want to say, back in the 20s. These two scientists put women on an isocaloric diet where they were required to consume 80% of their diet from one of the three macronutrient categories, fat, protein, or sugar. And the only group that... Are you familiar with that study, by the way?
No, I don't. I actually don't know that one. That goes back a very long time. I'm familiar with, at least a reviewer of studies which has compared isocaloric exchange of sugar with other carbohydrates.
Keckwick and Pawan's research triggered a whole phenomenon that started to give rise to what eventually became the ketogenic diet, in my opinion. What they did was they found that in this group, and I forget how long these women were required, maybe it was 6 months or something like that, in the group, in the three groups, the fat group, the protein group, and the carbohydrate group, where they were required to eat 80% of their calories from one of those macronutrient categories, the only group that gained body fat was the carbohydrate group. Both the fat group and protein group lost body fat, but from the perspective of weight loss, the fat group did better because the protein group actually added almost 2 kilograms of lean body mass.
Okay.
So from a sheer weight loss standpoint, the fat only group lost the most weight, with the protein only group being number two in that one, losing an amazing amount of body fat, but not tipping the scale as much because there was some added lean mass. And the only group that actually gained weight, and is significant, I think it was 4 kilos of what was estimated to be 60% body fat, the only group that gained weight was the carbohydrate group. So how does that compare? And since Keckwick and Pawan, there have been other researchers out there who've done similar things and always come away with the same attitude. A calorie is not a calorie when you're looking at it this way.
I don't know those that particular study. My own understanding of this literature and what nutritionists argue is that, to a large extent, a calorie is a calorie, and that in terms of weight gains in the real world, of course, we don't have this sort of strict isocaloric exchange. So people aren't put on a diet and told only to eat, say, 2,500 calories a day of a set macronutrient composition. In the real world, what varies is not only the composition of our diet, but how much we eat of that diet. And there, I think it's in sugar then becomes important, because it potentially increases the palatability of the diet could encourage overconsumption in that way, where the absolute level of intake isn't controlled. I'm not talking about studies that compare carbohydrates with protein, for example, or carbohydrates with fat. Studies that can compare sugar with other carbohydrates.
Got you.
An isocaloric exchange seems to suggest sugar works similarly to other carbohydrates. Weight change isn't different between those groups. But then there's this further question: if I added sugar into the diet, or I allowed the amount to people to consume just what they wanted, it may well be then that exchanging some carbohydrates, bread, for sweet foods, that may encourage consumption, because those sweet foods might be more attractive.
Right. I hate the idea of exchanging bread with sugar, because bread has most bread has a glycemic index very close to 100, and so I would love to compare sweet potato or yams with sugar. I think that obviously, as you point out,
that would be a nice comparison. For example, yes.
I have this suspicion from an evolutionary perspective. I don't believe. First of all, I don't believe the calorie is an effective way to measure the biological effects of a macronutrient. I have to be honest with you. And I I'm not a scholar. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physician. I'm just a guy who does a radio show. But now in my 11th year of interviewing brilliant people like yourself, some of it starts to rub off and you start to connect the dots. And from an evolutionary perspective, I think part of the problem we have with understanding the effects of calories and macronutrients on physiology is, number one, we keep looking to the bomb calorimeter for the answer, number one, because different foods stimulate different chemical responses in the body that have nothing to do with the laws of thermogenesis. So, you know, insulin has nothing to do with the laws of thermogenics, but insulin will cause the creation of fat cells. And so when you look at people who go to a low, ultra-low carbohydrate diet, myself, for instance, I needed to shed some body fat. I'm eating the same amount of calories now that I have been for a very long time, but I am getting leaner just by removing carbohydrates from the diet. And as a result of that, my body is using fat instead of storing fat. My insulin levels are very, very low. My fasting blood sugar level is 66 milligrams a liter, which is, you know, I don't know how the scale in the UK is different. But clearly that category of macronutrients has to be doing something different to my body than the high-fat, high-protein diet that I'm eating now, which then again begs the question, how can a calorie be a calorie when these types of things happen? And I think it comes down to evolution. I think our bodies were designed to consume, process, and utilize single macronutrient categories at a time. So, and I've said this, and I know the people in the audience are going, uh-oh, here he goes again. You know, nobody caught an elk, wrestled it to the ground and killed it, and then looked at the other people in the group and said, you go get some bread products, you go get some broccoli. You know what would taste good with this? Some corn. No, they ate what they had. It was based on opportunity and accessibility. They ate that elk, the fat of the elk, the flesh of the elk, until the elk was gone, and then they moved on to something else. And I think our bodies are actually designed to be more monolithic in the processing of food. And it's only when you start to combine foods that crazy stuff starts to happen.
Well, I don't entirely agree with you, but I also don't disagree with you. I think actually we have evolved to actually be really flexible around food. So our problem now in our sort of prehistory was finding enough to eat, and also judging when to forage for food and the dangers of doing that against the availability of food. So it would have taken a lot of our time and put us at risk to gather food. The change for us now is really food is very, very easily available, and we have found ways of making the food that we have more attractive, more rewarding to eat. So we're very tempted to eat, and we don't have a system that in a sense resists that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, our metabolism is very flexible at processing what our behaviour, in a sense, throws at it, what we put in our mouths and ingest. And I agree with you that there will be, to some extent, effects of the profile of the nutrients that we consume. But I would like to suggest that actually what matters most is how much we eat, you know, not so much the balance of nutrients we eat. And we've got to find, if we want to be thinner, like many of us do, then we have to think about how to eat less and what strategies we can use to do that. And actually, I have some suggestions which might sound surprising on that, but about that, and go contrary to what some people would suggest. But
Well, let's do this. We have to take our last commercial break. If you could give us those suggestions on the other side of the break, and then also I want you to tell us what you hope people take away from your research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Peter Rogers. Right now the discussion is kind of veering off, but staying on track. We're talking about the effects of different macronutrients and calories, and because obviously this is, you know, this is not as simple as everybody makes it out to be for some people. So, okay, so you had some ideas you wanted to share with us, right?
Indeed. So, as a psychologist, I try to think, you know, how is it possible to eat less easily, eat fewer calories, and there are all sorts of tricks that are suggested, and as we discussed earlier, perhaps the mix of macronutrients in our diet might be one way of doing that. But I think those relatively small effects compared with other strategies. And one of those strategies is to miss an occasional meal, because what we know is that when we miss an eating event, we don't make up those calories later in the day or the next day. And in fact, the evidence is very clear on that. The thing about, as a psychologist, the thing I like about missing a meal is it's a very simple rule, right? And I'm not calorie counting, so I'm not involved with food when I'm missing the meal. I simply decide I'm not having breakfast today, for example, and I go straight to work or onto the next thing that I have to do in the day. And what we know is our metabolism is great because it will burn the fat to keep us going, to keep us physically and mentally active until we eat next. There's nothing sacrosanct about eating three meals a day. We're beautifully adapted to cope without recent food consumption.
Well, that's one of the gifts of evolution. The fact that we are here today means that somewhere in our lineage, there were individuals who had fantastic metabolic flexibility. They could go for long periods of time without eating and survive. And this is something that we talk about on this show. We've been talking about, a lot of people like to call it intermittent fasting.
Yes, absolutely.
I like to think of it more as a more ancestral meal pattern because we didn't have food at our fingertips all the time. And intermittent fasting is showing up as a viable therapy for a variety of different diseases today because you naturally stimulate autophagy, you naturally stimulate the production of the utilization of fat as energy. You do all these amazing things when you go for, and the magic is around 16 hours. So if you have your last meal at 6 p.m. at night and you don't have another meal until about 10 a.m. the next morning, you've essentially fasted for 16 hours. And that's all it takes to reap the benefits of intermittent fasting. You're right. This is something that, but the sad part is the majority of the population can't go 2 hours without getting the jitters and feeling weak and breaking into a sweat because they're all virtually pre-diabetic today.
Well, I'm not sure. I think that's actually because we have this belief that we do need to keep eating regularly, that actually it's our psychology telling us we aren't going to be able to cope with this. Whereas in reality, I think we can, and we've done some studies recently here in the UK in the University of Bristol where we found exactly that. People have said to us, oh, well, I couldn't possibly miss a meal. I've hardly ever done that in my whole life. I would get the jitters. I would not be able to think straight. But then when they try it, they find actually, oh no, it wasn't so bad as I thought at all. What we do is we explain that when you miss a meal, that your metabolism will cope with that. It will keep your blood sugar at the level it needs to do to maintain muscle function and brain function, and that's what people experience. So I think it's actually having this idea in our head that we wouldn't be able to cope actually prevents us trying, and when we perhaps do try, we try with trepidation and so it doesn't work out. So this is the psychology of eating.
So what do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this most recent paper you just published?
Well, I what I'd like them to take away is there's nothing special about sugar in a drink. However, what I would also say is that there's also very little point in consuming sugar in a drink. If we want a sweet drink, we know that actually we can consume a sweet drink without any calories because we consume a drink with low calorie sweeteners in them. And it's one of the places low calorie sweeteners work very well. So I would recommend not thinking of sugar in a drink as anything special, but still avoid it for the reason that those are extra calories that most of us don't need most of the time.
Very interesting. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the air with us today, Dr. Rogers.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Nice to talk to you, with you.
Take care. And we're going to end the show here today. We also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Don't forget to check out his website, CoachRobRegish.com, to learn more about everything he does. We also have to thank All American EFX because they are a title sponsor of SuperHumanRadio.com. If you go to the website, SuperHumanRadio.com, you'll find lots of banner ads where you can reach out to or learn about EFX's products, but also reach out to Dr. Jeff by clicking the banner that says Ask the Scientist and ask Dr. Jeff a question to be covered on a show in the near future, or ask him for some free stuff. Ask him for some samples. He's known as Supplement Santa, and there's a reason for that, because if you ask him and say, hey, Dr. Jeff, send me some stuff, and you'll get a box full of EFX sports products. So check that out. We'll see you about it tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
In today's day and age, it's